Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go ahead.
Vice President of the United States, Democratic candidate for president, and now Saturday Night Live alum, Kamala Harris. Welcome to the world's first radio station, KDKA.
Oh, it's wonderful to be with you. Good morning. Good morning to all of you.
You have been busy, and you've been here in Pittsburgh 10 times, including yesterday. How was your visit?
Well, I love Pittsburgh, and it was a good visit. It was, you know, I've been spending time in Pittsburgh to talk with folks about the challenge they face, their dreams, their ambitions, and what we can do to address those issues. And I'm proud to have a lot of support out of Pittsburgh. It, you know, it's a historic city. It's a place where, you know, we know that we should be always invested in American workers, American industry, American families. So I thank the people of Pittsburgh for always being so welcoming and for their leadership.
And I would imagine you know in great detail the issues that are of most concern to people as you have traveled across the country and as vice president, the economy being one. Border issues and crisis, you have been blamed for the current status of that. How do you react?
Well, you know, I think that there's no question in anyone's mind. We have to be honest and direct about it. We have a broken immigration system. It's been broken for a long time through, frankly, Democratic and Republican administrations, and we can fix it. The Congress through the United States Senate, some of the most conservative members came up with a bill, which I supported. We were a part of crafting that bill to put more resources into putting more agents at the border, putting more resources into stemming the flow of fentanyl, which is killing people around our country, more resources into combating human trafficking, something I have actually done when I was a prosecutor. And sadly, my opponent, when he learned that the bill was happening, told them to kill it, to not do it, because he wants to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem. Larry, I feel very strongly that we have in our grasp the ability to solve problems, and that leaders have to be in the business of finding common sense, practical solutions, which on immigration, on what we can do to bring down prices, what we can do to support small businesses. I have a plan that is very detailed and specific. I invite people to go to my website, KamalaHarris.com. But my plan is about getting things done. On the other side of the equation, in this election, you have a person who spends full time talking about himself, grievances, an enemies list. Look, on January 20th, one of us is going to walk into the Oval Office. I am telling you, you can count on my opponent walking in there with his enemies list. I, on the other hand, will walk in there with my to-do list on behalf of the American people, bringing down the cost of living, dealing with what we can do to support our small businesses. Pittsburgh has extraordinary small businesses. They are part of the backbone of America's economy. The work that we can do, for example, to bring down the cost of living for young parents with a $6,000 tax credit. These are the detailed plans I have. Helping first-time homebuyers with a $25,000 down payment assistance. About specific plans that will make people's lives better and tap into the ambition, the aspirations, and the dreams of the American people.
We're with Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. You know how divisive this is. It's been hard on all of us as citizens. How do you begin to mend the divide?
First, it has to be that you want to. And I will tell you, to your point, it pains me that, you know, frankly, for the last decade, there's been this suggestion that Americans should be, you know, divided, pointing their fingers at each other, when the fact is, and I know it, it's a lived experience, We all have so much more in common than what separates us. And we rise and fall together. And when we love our country and show our expression of our love of country, it has to include understanding the connection we all have and working toward our common goals, regardless of who you voted for. I'll tell you, I believe in the promise of America. I see it every day. I see it in people who are working hard to take care of their families. I see it in women who are fighting for reproductive freedom and the men who are supporting them. I see it in Republicans who have never voted for a Democrat before, who are putting the Constitution of the United States ahead of party. And I'm telling you, just I see it around our country. I'm traveling. People are yearning for an approach that is about bringing us together. They're frankly exhausted with this era that has been about dividing us. Listen, we're a democracy. We're always going to have disagreements. We like good debates, healthy debates. We're Americans. But leadership should be about trying to find common ground and common sense solutions that bring people together through consensus and compromise, not constantly berating and putting people down. That's not about progress for our country.
Vice President Kamala Harris, if it's President Harris, what is your first order of business?
Bringing down the cost of living for folks. I have a package of plans that address that, everything from what we need to do to create, for the example, a first-time national ban on corporate price gouging on groceries, what we can do around tax credits for young families, tax credits and support for small businesses, including what we can do around a $25,000 down payment assistance for first-time home buyers. So I have a whole package of issues that are all directed at bringing down the cost of living. We're going to also need to deal with fixing what's going on with our broken immigration system. It's been broken for a long time under both the Democratic and Republican administrations. And so I'm going to be submitting that. And then also doing the work of investing in American industry, American workers, and making sure that we are competitive globally in the 21st century, and that, frankly, we win the competition with China for the 21st century. So those are my priorities.
And where will you be tonight on this very important day?
I will be at my alma mater at Howard University. And before that, I have a tradition of having dinner with my family. And so we will do that. I have a lot of my family staying with us. And then during the day, I'll be today all day talking with folks and reminding them to get out to vote. And on that point, just I'll remind your listeners, today is Election Day. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Go to iwillvote.com to make sure you know where you can vote. And even if you've requested a mail-in ballot, you can just go to your polling place and vote. You can bring it with you or not. You can just go to your polling place and vote. So I would urge everyone to just remember that in our democracy, the people get to decide, and your vote is your power.
Vice President Kamala Harris, appreciate you taking time for us here in Pittsburgh. Thank you.
I thank you. Please have a good day. Thank you so much.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.